Talking Caps, they lose game one to the Hurricanes in overtime, 2-1, a game in which the Carolina Hurricanes had over 90 shot attempts. Those are not shots on goal.
Yeah.
Their puck possession time in the cap zone dominated what the Caps did in the Canes zone. And so, wondering if you're panicking a little bit, phone number is 800-636-1067. That's going to be our Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs for local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Mm. Are you panicking as a Caps fan after the loss in game one?
I'm not going to panic. Like I said, I'm not going to panic yet. They lose game two, panic level goes from 4 to 9.5.
If they lose game two at home.
But, you know, it was just a bad night. And Carolina was much faster. And they spent the entire night in Washington's zone. And the only reason Washington was in the game is because LT was on point.
Logan Thompson was outstanding.
He was great. I mean, he allowed that bad goal from the point in overtime. But for the most part, he was awesome. And that's the only reason they were in the game. But they got to be much better tomorrow night. Much better.
Our Caps Talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. So let's get to the audio of Spencer Carberry, his post-game presser. It wasn't very long because he was not happy. Somewhat terse and short with the media. And you can understand that. Like, his team didn't play up to his expectations. Carolina basically dominated throughout the game. So here's Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, post-game last night.
Spencer, you talked about how well you know this opponent. Is that exactly the kind of game you would have expected them to play this style?
Yeah. Coach, are you at all surprised by the lack of success or just keeping it in the offensive zone, outshot 33-14?
From our standpoint, our ability to get on their half, I mean, for sure. I thought we would be a lot better than that, than we were tonight. We'll regroup and we'll have to be better in game two.
Tom said he felt like you guys were just a little bit off all night. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, that's accurate.
We know it's a 7-game series. What do you tell your squad after a game like tonight? What's the message to them?
Well, we'll talk about the things that have to change for game two. And so there's a lot of X's and O's. There's a lot of physicality stuff. There's a lot of puck battle stuff. We'll narrow it down because you could obviously go down about 20 different avenues from tonight. So we'll narrow it down and give them a concrete plan of what needs to improve and how it needs to look. And then we'll get to work on it.
Did they just out execute you guys tonight as far as breakouts and doing all the little things that go into winning a game?
Vogues, if we sat here and went through the whole game from breakout to getting through the neutral zone to forecheck to wall play, it wasn't good, and that's the bottom line. Our entire game was not good, and we'll, like I said, we'll regroup and we'll get ready for game two.
Coach, can you at least talk about LT's play?
Thought he was fantastic.
Spencer, you mentioned a litany of issues, but the physicality one, I think, going into OT, they out-hit you 42-30. Was that a little surprising to you, being that you guys seemingly had that advantage coming into this series?
Well, you're chasing a lot, right? So that's even surprising because they had the puck so much. So usually when you don't have the puck, usually you're initiating contact to try to get it back. So, but like I said, establishing a forecheck is usually where you get most of your contact, and that was essentially non-existent.
Last one, Katie, go ahead.
First three, I just watched them just the first four shifts. We couldn't get on their half, and then so you're back on your heels, D-zone start, and they throw a puck to the net, goes in.
Thanks, Farms.
Yeah, that overtime game winner, I mean, it wasn't even a hard shot. It just came from the point. Yep. And
like you said, there's a lot of bodies.
There were two guys shielding it, and it just beat LT five hole.
Went through a bunch of legs.
It was just a big, the only good thing about it was it occurred early in the overtime. That's the only good. That's
put
the
us
only
out
good.
Of our misery early.
Yeah,
go to
instead
bed.
Of like going to double overtime and and suffering a gut wrenching goal after two plus periods of extra play.
Mm-hmm.
At least it was relatively quick.
Coach Carberry summed it up. It wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And he also added, when you don't have the puck.
You don't.
They didn't have the puck a lot.
They didn't. I mean, the stats don't lie.
He handled himself pretty well there because he wasn't happy. Other than with Logan, he wasn't happy with anything.
Hey, he lost his gum at one point.
He wasn't happy with anything.
Yeah. I did see that. His gum popped out of his mouth.
Both those coaches chew their gum pretty vigorously throughout the game.
By the way, I thought it was really funny. One of the real cool positives for the Caps last night was when Willie took the mouthpiece out of Aho's mouth.
Yeah, you like that?
That was funny.
That's just Willie just kind of being a pest.
He just took it right out of his mouth. Did he just toss it to the ice?
He just tossed it on the ice, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
They also flopped at one point trying to get a penalty.
Who, Willie did?
They didn't feel it.
Yeah, they didn't call good. That.
That's true. I think it was at the end of the second period.
Something like that.
Might be wrong, but... Yeah, they lose that game 2-1. We'll be all over it throughout. Joe Beninati will join us at 8 o'clock, the voice of the Caps on Monumental Sports Network. We'll get his take at 8 o'clock, and Brent Johnson will jump on at 9:25.
I'll be honest, usually Caps games, playoff games are fun. That game wasn't fun to watch. No. I did not have a lot of fun. My daughter and I were commiserating. We were like, this game's just not very fun because Carolina's just leaning on us every time they got the puck in the cap zone. Just manhandling the Caps.
Mm-hmm. When you watch it with your daughter, is that a basement viewing, or is that still your Archie Bunker chair in the bedroom?
Usually it's in the bedroom, but we've done some of the games this playoff run in the basement. Last night, in the bedroom.
Remind me who turned the puck over when Protus turned it over.
Protus was on the wall with the puck.
Yeah.
All he has to do is turn up ice and just
flick it down there.
Protus, I love you. You had an amazing season. You scored the only goal last night. You're my guy. But when you're in the defensive zone, just flick it up towards center ice. Live to see another day.
Yeah.
He turns inward towards Logan Thompson and makes a dicey pass. And Alexiev, he fumbled it off his stick blade. And then Stankoven's like, oh, I got a free rip on Thompson. No bodies in front.
So that is considered a Protus turnover. Not Alexiev.
I think it's more on Protus because he just
a bad pass.
He chose to make a dangerous pass that he didn't have to make.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if the team is dominating you in your zone, don't try to make the perfect pass. Just get it out of there.
I mean, the only statistic that the Caps really dominate the Hurricanes in, and it's not a good statistic, blocks.
Yeah. Well, when a team has 90-some shot attempts.
Right. You're going to block some.
You have to try to block as many
as you
can. I've
never seen.
32-9, and that just shows, again, that's not a good stat.
I think shot attempts is overrated, but it just shows that they
had the puck.
They're doing exactly what people thought they would do. Volume shooting on the net.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, but they were better than I had anticipated. I thought it would be a challenge. I thought we'd be lucky to get through this.
They were very good last night. I mean, I'm not ready to just hand them the series just because they dominated one game out of potentially seven. Mm-hmm. But
well, it's going to take a completely different team, a team that I don't recognize, to win game two. No, you won't recognize them from game one.
They have to be completely
different.
Well, look, if Carolina is going to control the puck for the majority of the game, in game two, and they're going to outshoot the Caps, you know, basically triple.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It's going to take a miracle.
Yes. You're going to have to steal it like they almost did last night, but they got to be much better in all those other
states. I don't see a scenario how they could steal four. I'm really down after watching that. I watched that and I went, this is
so bad. Now you're going, okay, now Carolina's legit. Now you're understanding
why. I didn't see him before.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, I'm asking questions. Why are they favored? Why are they favored? Why watch it? Why? I get it.
It's a long series, you know.
Well, let's hope it's a long series.
We went through, it's a best of seven series.
Yeah, I know.
We went through what the handicappers were predicting, and most of them were favoring Carolina. But I also mentioned ESPN, which had 24 analysts, and the majority of them were going Caps, and the vast majority of those were in six or in seven. You know, a lot of times game one, it's a feeling out process. Carberry's going to be looking at that film nonstop and developing schemes.
How can you be on the Caps? And I don't believe this. Like, and Nike, I don't know how to articulate it, but like kind of be so outplayed at home, game one. You should be every bit as fired up and aggressive as your opponent. There's no way they were sleeping on them. Zero. Uh-uh. I just think they were better.
They just got outclassed last night. The Caps got outclassed by Carolina.
It was a bad night. I don't know how that happens. I know things change, and I've seen, especially in the NFL, you could be a completely different team one week and the next week, but I don't know. It might just be a bad matchup, dude.
They are legit. Carolina's legit, and they scare me. I said this yesterday before the game. But they're not unbeatable. I mean, Washington beat them twice this year, and you can say what you want about regular season games. Certainly, they're not as intense, and they don't mean as much as the playoff games, but I mean, it's not like they've swept the Caps.
And they were right there. They had a late lead.
It was a joke, though.
They gave up the late lead.
That was a joke.
It goes to overtime. They didn't lose 7-0.
If they want to chime in, totally stolen it.
800-636-1067.
I would have taken a stolen game. I was all about, because, I mean, I was telling my daughter and my wife, I was like, if we find a way to win this game,
we're stealing
it's a completely stolen lockbox win. But I would take it.
You would take
it. You take any win you can get in the playoffs.
And you would feel better than you do now, but you wouldn't feel great because you're like, we had to freaking steal that thing to win it. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but I was Debbie Downer watching that.
I think in game two, this stat has to be at least flip-flop. Somehow Carolina out-hit the Caps 44-31. Like that has got to be flipped in the Caps' favor if the Caps want to win game two. They can't get out-hit by Carolina in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
They have to impose their physicality on Carolina in game two.
And also the face-offs. It ended up being 35-28, but at one point it wasn't that close.
Right.
And they were pointing out that Doubter
had a rough night.
He wasn't having a good night.
Yeah.
So they got to be better on the face-offs too. So
yeah, I think he was one for his first 11 in winning face-offs.
Yeah.
Why do they keep, like, if you're having a bad night, like in lacrosse, they put somebody else out. Why didn't they put somebody else?
I don't know how that works. Because he's their guy. He's the best they have, I guess. I don't know.
Sometimes it's the matchup thing, though, right?
It's a matchup thing, yeah. Depends on what line's out there.
I think he turned it around a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He won 7. He lost 12.
Yeah, so he was 7 for 19.
Yeah. I mean, it's not horrific, but it's just... It's the hardest game. I don't know. It's such a hard game.
It's playoff hockey, man. But they do have to be much better tomorrow night.
I just don't know how they're going to all of a sudden be able to deal with their speed and their swarming. Like, they dismantled our power play, the last one where I really locked in on it.
Did they even get a shot on that last
power play? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they even had the puck.
If they got one, they got one shot.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
I mean, they just dismantled them. And I couldn't even figure out how they were doing it.
So
we got extra guys.
So confidence level out of the four junks, I'm going to break it down right here.
Yeah.
For the Caps to win the series.
Yes.
All right. Bickle is a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JP's like a 7.5 or 8. Because he's Mr. Positive all the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was a 7.5 or 8. I mean, you lose game one.
So you had a 5, maybe?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. I'm about a 5 as well. Mm-hmm. Cakes, he's a little disgruntled. I'm going to say he's probably just south of 5, maybe 4.75.
I would put myself at a 6.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not great. I don't feel uber confident. How could you after, I mean, Carolina just lived in the Caps zone last night.
Yeah.
They just established residency there. That can't happen in game 2.
See, the thing is, I guess the idea could be from afar again, and I'm a novice hockey guy, obviously, but you either just got outclassed or you just weren't ready to play, and I find it impossible to believe that they weren't ready to play. I'm leaning towards they got outclassed because the other team is better.
I would go with that.
There's no way that Wilson wasn't fired up. They didn't do the bands to make a dance. They didn't do everything and get all fired.
Do you think the 6 days off affected them a little bit?
The other team,
they were a little sluggish.
Right?
Yeah, both teams had a long layoff.
Well, it didn't affect them as much as Washington.
Maybe.
So maybe they come out a little bit more fired up tomorrow night.
Or I'm just wrong, and they just were kind of sleeping on them. They had a little athletic arrogance.
I don't think so.
But I find that hard to believe.
I'm going
to
guess you're going to see thunderous hitting from the Caps in game two. I think Carberry and that staff, they're going to tell they're going to tell Ovi, they're going to tell Willie, they're going to tell Duhame, Doggy, like, you guys are on a seek and destroy mission because we cannot have the same sort of those guys just being super comfortable being around Logan Thompson throughout the entire game.
I watched our guy.
You have to try to take dudes' heads off. And if you commit a penalty from time to time, so be it. But yeah. It cannot be the same level of effort as we saw last night.
800-636-1067. We want to hear from Caps fans. You can also vote on our poll of the day at Junks Radio. I heard Locker after the game say he felt that the Caps were doing too much east-west, mm-hmm. not enough north-south.
Mm. Okay.
So maybe Locker they're going to change about. Their style of play a little bit for this game.
Yeah. Well, we can certainly
But I'd agree
ask-
with you with the hitting. They'll probably start laying the lumber. It's the classic battle. Yeah. I mean, I heard all these hockey experts say heavy game versus fast game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I need shot to, volume versus shot quality.
I need to see bone crunching, like you're afraid that the glass is going to give away types of hits in game two. Like, like
I think you're gonna
hits you're going to remember like late in the series. Like I remember those hits in game two that swung things back in the Caps' favor. Like that's what you need, I think, going forward. That's my armchair analysis game two.
The one good thing I did notice is PK. You know, they were all complaining after they, you know, we had that late penalty and they had the 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to lose right there. I think a lot of us did. And they couldn't get a shot off or refused to shoot. They were doing too pretty. And I guess that PK was insinuating that's kind of been their reputation for years. Like nothing's changed. Like he was pretty down on them actually at going into overtime, just not being able to sort of capitalize, and being a little, you know, not have, he said they have great players. Did you hear what he said when he tried to distinguish? Did you watch that in the intermission?
During intermission, I do other things.
You know?
I'm running around the house. I'm like grabbing a beer downstairs. I'm not paying attention to the intermission.
Well, I was just trying to hear their analysis. That's, you know. And I don't know. He seemed kind of down on Carolina, and that gave me a little optimism. But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, like Cake said, they got to come out of the gates fast and strong tomorrow night,
yeah,
and establish the physicality, no doubt.
All right, let's go to Tony in Manassas. If you want to chime in, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but Cakes and JP a little more optimistic. Let's go to Tony. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey Tony.
Bud. What's up?
Well, there's a couple stats here, right? They hit the post at least 5 to 6 to 8 times, and they beat the goaltender, right?
You mean
they're
us or high, them? High,
Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded like I was in church listening to a ding around.
Right.
But they lost most of the board battles, and at one point it was so lopsided on faceoff wins. I mean, to control the puck, control the game. I don't know what was going on with all that, but the bottom line, they didn't win any board battles either. I mean, they've got to be tougher. They got to come up with pucks. And but man, it sounded like I was in church hearing all the bing bing off the post and the crossbars and. I mean, that's not even a shot on goal, technically, but another quarter of an inch, you know, could have been 5, 6, 7
goals. To be fair, the Caps hit the post at least once, maybe twice. It wasn't all just Carolina ringing the post in that game.
But it wasn't even close. I mean, it's on board battles and on face-off wins.
That part, I agree. Those other parts, they need to improve.
Are you optimistic that they can actually flip a switch? I mean, they're going to light into their asses today. They know it.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to bag skate them, but, I mean, they're going to go over everything. They're going to break it down. Carberry is an amazing tactician, so he's going to have them ready to go. It wasn't even close enough. And I'm sitting here watching with my son, and he was a high-level hockey player himself. He's like, what's going on here? I mean, they just missed. And what Locker said about east-west, they need to do a lot more north-south, right? Because it's very tough to skate with these guys, but they put such a hard forecheck on. And once they dump the puck in the
zone. Who's the little weasel up top? It's very annoying.
Aho?
I think it's
Sebastian Aho.
That's the one I said yesterday I don't like. Yeah. I don't like his face.
I don't like that guy.
He's got a punchable face.
He's really good, but I don't like that dude.
Yeah, him and Willie were going at it, so that'll be interesting to see. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to George. 800-636-1067. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this throughout the show today. George, what's up, bud?
Jones, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
So I'm sitting here listening to EB, and I'm agreeing. My balloon's deflated.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're lost here.
Yeah.
And it hits me. I think we need more physicality. We got to, you know, stop their speed with knocking their teeth out.
Mm-hmm. But they knew that going in. They knew that going in.
Well, why didn't we get it done?
I don't know.
Sometimes game one is a feeling out process. I know you don't want to think that way, but it happens all the time.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Change your strategy a little bit.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Yeah. I don't buy that either. I mean,
all right, you guys are panicky Pete's.
I'm panicking.
You know how many series turn on
a dime? It's pretty simple, bro. It's simple. They got to be a completely different team tomorrow night, and they've got to win the game. If they go down 0-2, down to Raleigh, it's over.
I tend to agree.
It's pretty simple. I mean, I know in hockey you can come back from 0-2, but chances are very slim.
Right.
Although they did that in their Stanley Cup run.
They did. They trailed in every single series in that run.
And they were down 2-0.
Right.
When Cakes buried them.
Yeah. I was ready to bury them when they were down 2-0 to Columbus.
Thank you, buddy. I just don't think they're going to get any faster overnight.
No, they're not going to get faster, but they can get more physical. That is something you can control.
I think we have to go back and watch how the Caps beat the Canes in the regular season twice.
Right.
All right. Go back and watch those games or the highlights and see what happened. They clearly were a better team in those games than they were last night.
Carolina's not a perfect team.
This just might be a good matchup. Sometimes it's just a bad matchup. I don't think there's a perfect team.
Could have won that game if Ryan Leonard converts the breakaway.
Yeah, that's true. And they wouldn't have deserved it.
Yeah, but you would take it.
That's how hockey is sometimes.
There are plenty of teams that have stolen games in the past.
Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. You can call us now at 800-636-1067. We have tickets to go see Metallica in concert at Northwest Stadium. Plus, we have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group, their restaurants, which include Circa, Trio, El Bebe, and Open Road. So give us a call now at 800-636-1067 for Game Show Wednesday. Next.